This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM, the program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. We have a real treat for you. We have a world-renowned expert on the program. I'm very honored to have him on. You know, all of us have issues, whether it's in our health or whether it's in our relationships or whether it's in our career or our own spirituality. And my next guest has come up with a solution that is actually relatively simple and extremely effective to helping us work through our problems. My guest is Nick Ortner. He is the producer of The Tapping Solution. Nick is a searcher, constantly reading, exploring, and experimenting with the incredible information all around that can change lives. When he found tapping and was startled by the results, he knew he had to find a way to get this information to the mainstream. And he produced The Tapping Solution, a documentary film that features 10 people overcoming enormous challenges by using EFT tapping. The film features experts like Jack Canfield, Bruce Lipton, Joe DeFault, Joe Vitale, Bob Proctor, Cheryl Richardson, and many more. He's also produced the worldwide online event, the Tapping World Summit, which has been attended by over 100,000 people and manages a monthly membership program, the Tapping Insiders Clubs. Yes, that's right. And he's produced and coordinated many, many other projects. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Patricia. It's wonderful to be on with you.
Thank you so much. All right. First of all, how did you create this? And were you a therapist? I mean, were you a psychologist? And how did you even come up with tapping?
Well, I didn't come up with tapping. I've documented really what's happened with tapping. Tapping itself was developed close to 30 years ago by a gentleman by the name of Roger Callahan. And he was a traditional psychologist, you know, working with clients every day on the issues that they're faced with. And like a lot of traditional psychologists and psychiatrists and therapists, he was frustrated by the results that people were getting. You know, it's like they come back week after week with the same problems. You know, you make subtle differences. Oh, okay, I guess I'm a little less mad at my mother this week, or, you know, I'm a little less scared of snakes, whatever it was. And, he was working with a client one day who had a fear of water. And they were looking at a pool, and she was scared of the water. And the night before, he had read about how the acupuncture meridians in the body, how they run and where they work, and she was talking about, well, you know, when I look at this water, I get a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. So just on a whim, he said, well, why don't you try tapping and pressing underneath the eye, because that's where the stomach meridian ends. She did so, and her phobia vanished instantly.
Really?
So as you can imagine, he was, you know, startled by the results, and he proceeded to find out what these other points were. Other people have been, you know, working on the different points and the algorithms and how put it all together. I've had the good fortune of finding it, using it in my life, and then I documented it. I created this documentary film about it and online events, and I do a lot of other teaching now, just sharing this amazing technique.
So basically what you're talking about is using the acupuncture points, the meridian lines, to do the tapping.
I sort of like to describe it as acupuncture without the needles.
Interesting.
And, you know, we're seeing a lot of new data coming in about the benefits of acupuncture, and it's a wonderful thing for pain relief and a whole bunch of other issues, but not many people want to use the needles, you know, and you have to go have an appointment. What's amazing about this tool is that these are the same points. We can stimulate them ourselves, and we can address a huge number of issues with the same points.
All right.
You know,
So let's take, I'm going to do the big three. All right. Let's start with health. Let's say, and I'm going to take a simple one, someone who wants to lose weight or wants to stay in shape.
Okay.
How would you use tapping?
Well,
and what would you do?
Here's a premise that's going to happen with all the things. And what's really neat about tapping is that there's an underlying philosophy that is the same for whatever issue you work with. And then we can talk about the specifics for that issue. Things change a little bit when you're working on that issue. The underlying philosophy is that anything that's going on in our body or in our life that's a challenge is a disruption in our energy system. And we're finding out more and more every day. You know, from the basics of E equals MC squared, the concepts that everything is energy, the quantum information that's coming up about the fact that we are, we feel very solid, you know, and our experience is a very solid one, but we are energy. We are vibrating energy. And when something's going on, whether there's a trauma, whether there's a limiting belief, whether there's anger, an emotional issue, it's a disruption in the energy system. Mm-hmm. So the tapping serves to balance out that disruption.
And when you say tapping, you mean just put your fist, like make a fist?
You actually, you do it generally with two fingers, two, three, four fingers, depending on the point, and you tap with the fingers on these different points of the body.
All right, so...
You know, sort of like a light percussion on the, these different acupuncture
points. So do you use the same points, Nick, for each, for all your issues, whether you want to lose weight or whether you want to get, you know, stop obsessing about someone in your life?
You do, and that's what's really neat, that you go through the same points every time. Now, the reality of it is that, you know, and I started the story about Roger Callahan and how he tapped underneath the eye for the water phobia, right? And that was because of the stomach meridian. What Roger did was he started developing all these different algorithms. You tap on this, you tap on that to try to figure out for different issues. A gentleman by the name of Gary Craig came along and said, look, there's only 10 to 12 points that we're really looking at anyway, so why don't we tap them all at the same time? Instead of you having to figure out, okay, what's the exact point for this? It's so quick to do it. I mean, it takes a minute to do what we call a round of tapping, you know, just one round of the experience. So let's just tap all the points at the same time, and we're bound to get it because we haven't figured out yet exactly, okay, is this anger and is it stuck in this meridian? Is this anxiety? Is it stuck in this meridian? So we just go through all the tapping, and that's the basics for every issue. Now, what changes is the psychology behind it, the language behind it, and that's really where the art of tapping comes in. You know, the basics can be learned in 5 minutes. And, you know, I have audio programs that are 20 hours long teaching it, and we have three-day workshops working on it. And why is that? It's because we're uncovering all the different issues. So you mentioned weight loss. Weight loss is obviously not a simple cut-and-dry issue, so how would we approach it with tapping? Well, one of the things that you can get started with right away with tapping is cravings. Cravings are a huge issue for people trying to lose weight, right? They commit to something, say, okay, I'm going to go on this diet or I'm going to go on this plan. Next thing you know, it's 4 in the afternoon, and they're just hankering for that piece of chocolate, or it's 9 o'clock at night, and they're craving that big tub of ice cream. So you can do the tapping right then and there, and it's unbelievable how quickly you get a shift. I mean, it's a matter of minutes
that you get a shift. Let's tell people, and folks, for those of you who know Nick Ortner's work, which is world famous, and you'd like to give us a call, 438-9776, 800-321-9776, and you're actually based right here in New England.
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut. I'm in Newtown, Connecticut right now.
Right, next door to Rhode Island.
Yep, absolutely.
So, Nick, give us some exercises that we can do. Now, again, we're not visual. We don't have the video, although we do have the webcam. But explain to folks. Now, you said you use the same points for whatever issue that you have.
Yeah, well, I can describe the points. You know, it's a little tough on the radio, but I do it a lot, so we can do it.
Okay.
So let's pick an issue. And usually the best thing to have the first experience is to stop and say, okay, what's bothering me most in my life right now? Right? So it's a Sunday afternoon, you know, what's the biggest stressor? If you have physical pain, that's always a great one to start with, you know, because you can feel the difference in your body before and after. It's unbelievable the results people get. And we'll talk about more of the dramatic results in a second. But so, you know, feel into your body. And if you have pain, if you have soreness, if you have something going on, pick that. If you're angry about something that happened at work in the last week, pick that. If you happen to be craving something right now, pick that. You have to work with something that's present. You know, we can't work on cravings right now. I mean, you can, but it's hard to really have an experience if you're not craving something. You know, you might tap on it and then not crave it later, but let's go on something that's present right now. So stop for a second and go, what's bothering me? What's getting in my way? What's stressing me out? And when you identify that issue, give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being this is just as bad as it gets. I'm super stressed. I'm in a lot of pain. I'm craving this chocolate like crazy. Whatever it is, give it a number. And we do this so we can quantify it, because a lot of times what will happen is people will get such amazing results that if we don't quantify it, after 5 minutes they'll say, oh, that wasn't really an issue. You know, like, I was fine, but you look back and go, oh, it was. I've just, you know, cleared it so powerfully. So once you've identified it, we're going to do some tapping. And the tapping is a combination of tapping on these points, and I'll describe how to do it, and saying things out loud. So you're going to repeat after me.
And you
now,
want
Patricia,
me to, I'm
did
going
you
to
happen
do this
to identify
with you.
Anything?
Sure.
Do you want to, you don't have to say the whole thing, but just, you know, do you want to say a little bit about what it's about in terms of, is it stress, is it pain, is it? You can keep it very general because you obviously don't have to tell, you know, you can say I'm stressed out about something or physical pain or I'm worried about something.
Yeah, I think worry might be good. A good
worry.
Word.
Okay, great. And on a 0 to 10 scale, what number would you give that?
5.
5. Okay, great. So we're going to start some tapping, and I'm going to use the language that, you know, talking about your issue, and now people can replace, they can fill in their own issue, and you'll see where to do that. Or you can just repeat after us doing the tapping, and you'll see that a lot of times you'll get results just from tapping, and your issue will clear. It's called borrowing benefits. It's kind of a neat thing that happens. So we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand. Now, it's called the karate chop point. It's on the side of the pinky. It's not on the pinky itself. It's below the pinky, right where the meaty part, you know, we call it the karate chop point because if you see a karate master, that's what they used to, you know, hit the wood with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use one hand to tap the other. It doesn't matter which side you use. And you're going to repeat after me, tapping continuously with 4 fingers. So even though
Even though I'm worried about this problem.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I'm worried about this problem.
Even though I'm worried about this problem.
I choose to relax now.
I choose to relax now.
One more time. Keep tapping. Even though I'm worried about this problem.
Even though I'm worried about this problem.
I choose to let it all go.
I choose to let it all go.
Okay, so that's called the setup statement. That's when we bring up the issue. And we do that every time for whatever's going on. And you saw the format. It's even though, list the problem, and then either I deeply and completely accept myself, saying, and what we're doing there is we're telling our energy, hey, things are okay, even though this is happening. Or you do a positive statement where you choose another option. And now we go through the points. The first point is called the eyebrow point, and if you go...
Okay, Nick, just a quick question.
Sure.
Why your forearm? Why the karate chop? Why that area?
That's a point. That's a major point, major meridian point in the body, and that works to... We're bringing the energy up, and we're also clearing what's called a reversal. So sometimes there's parts of us that don't want to let go of something, and that's what tapping on this point does.
Okay. All right. So the next one is, and I'm doing this in the webcam, folks, for those of you who are watching. We've got 2 minutes to break, Nick.
Yeah, okay, great. Okay. The next is the eyebrow point, and that is sort of right on the inside of the eyebrow where it meets the nose. You can go on either side.
Uh-huh.
You can go with both hands. You tap with 2 fingers and just say this worry.
Say?
This worry. So you bring up whatever's going on.
Okay.
You know, so, and now on the side of the eye, not at the temple, not at the eyeball, right where the bone starts on the side of the eye.
Right.
Either side, this worry.
All right.
Now under the eye, right in the bone, again with 2 fingers, either side, this worry.
Okay.
Under the nose, right in the bone, this worry.
Now this worry could be, so for someone that wants to lose weight, they would say lose weight?
Well, they would say whatever the pressing issue is right there. You want to get specific, so lose weight would be too general on it for the most part.
So what might
you
be?
Want to say this craving, you know, this
all
anger,
right.
I'm not exercising, whatever it is that's going on.
Okay, all right, this craving, for example. Okay.
Exactly, this craving. So now under the mouth, sort of right in the crease, right above the chin, below the lips, and someone's in physical pain, they would say this back pain.
Okay.
Okay, then the collarbone, if you feel for the two little points on the collarbone, go down an inch, out to each side about an inch, tap with both hands, and again, this worry or this anger
or this back craving.
Pain, this craving.
Mm-hmm.
And now, 2 more points left. Underneath the arm, on either side, right on the bra line for women, you want to tap with the whole hand, right on the side of the body, this worry. And the last point, right at the top of the head, again, bringing up whatever the primary issue was, this worry.
All right.
And you take a deep breath, and that's called 1 round.
But you use those same points each time.
Exactly.
And how many rounds do you do this?
You know, it depends completely. If you have a craving for something, you might find that you do 4 rounds and it's gone. If you're dealing with something that happened, you know, a childhood trauma, you might do 100 rounds because you try to look at every aspect of it.
Okay, we're going to ask our audience what we're going to give you a website so you can learn how to do this, and then we want you to write to Nick or write to me and let us know next time you have a craving or a pain. Try this and see if it works and let us know. I think that would be terrific. What website can they go to, Nick?
They can go to thetappingsolution.com.
All right.
T-H-E tapping. Solution.com.
All right, we have another segment, so we're going to take a break. If you have any questions, you can call us at 438-9776, 800-321-9776. My guest is Nick Ortner, who is the producer of The Tapping Solution, which helps us reduce stress in our lives in all areas. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, and we are on the web at 630WPRO.com. Stay tuned, folks. There's more. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We are on the web at 630WPRO.com. We have world-renowned guest Nick Ortner. He's the producer of The Tapping Solution. Nick is a searcher, reading, exploring, and experimenting with incredible information. He found tapping with startling results, and he produced The Tapping Solution, a documentary film that features 10 people from overcoming enormous challenges. He also has a monthly membership, the Tapping Insiders Club, and he has done many, many documentaries, including Simply Raw, Reversing Diabetes in 30 Days. Welcome back, Nick.
Oh, okay. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
All right, so if people want to learn more about tapping and they want to try it, whether they want to get rid of pain or, obsessive relationship or, as you said, a craving or anger, this is a very simple process. You took us through it. It's about 6 or 7 different points that we tap, and you show it on your video, and you also explain it, and you said you have a free ebook.
Yeah, there's a free ebook at thetappingsolution.com. And it's right there, right on the top of the page, and it's really very comprehensive. You can go a long way with that ebook and learning the basics and then using it in your life.
All right, and what we'd really like is if you try it and it works, please let me know or let Nick know. You can write to Nick. Is it Nick at the Tapping Solution?
Yeah, Nick at thetappingsolution.com.
Okay.
You can let me know your results. I get amazing stories every day, but everyone is fantastic, so I'm always excited to hear from you.
Okay, or write to me, Patricia, patriciaraskin.com. So what this is really doing is working, it's working on the brain as well, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Bruce Lipton calls it super learning, that there's some sort of super learning going on. We're almost reprogramming our subconscious mind. It does some amazing things. You know, I was working with a lady on stage about a year ago, and she had neuropathy. She couldn't feel her legs at all. Mm-hmm. And by the second day, she could feel her legs.
Isn't that amazing?
She could be balanced, and she said she could be in the shower and not have to hold on to the sides. And, I mean, there's stories, you know. In the film, you see Jody, who had fibromyalgia, and she cleared it completely, so she doesn't have it anymore. John, who had chronic back pain for 30 years, it was gone in the second morning. It's the kind of thing that I didn't believe it, you know, until I started seeing the results myself personally.
And the movie, and if people get the movie by going to The Tapping Solution, and I've watched the documentary, it teaches you about releasing pain, how our emotions affect our body, releasing trauma, and how our childhood is affecting us today, and how to clear limiting beliefs using EFT. And explain what EFT is.
Well, EFT is a tapping. It's called Emotional Freedom Technique. That's the version, you know, I talked to Roger Callahan in the beginning. He did TFT. Gary Craig is the one who came along and did EFT, which basically simplified the whole thing. Said, let's do the same points every time. That way it's easy to learn, easy to teach, and it's just as effective.
All right. And if you have, whether it's PTSD or chronic pain or fear of public speaking or fibromyalgia or weight loss or smoking or, you know, relationship issues, whatever it is that you want to work through, any kind of craving or addiction, in a sense. Has it helped people with addictions, Nick?
It has. It has. Addictions are tough.
Sure.
You know, you have to be committed with addictions. But if someone is committed to change, then this is a fantastic tool to reprogram the body to work with the emotional issues that are going on. And, absolutely.
All right. And they should write to you, and they should go to thetappingsolution.com. And these are very simple tapping techniques. Doesn't cost anything. You just use your hands, right, and different parts of your body. And it's really the upper half of your body, isn't it, Nick?
It is. It is. There are some points, like by the ankle, that, you know, people will bring in when, you know, for more advanced techniques. But it's really the upper half of the body.
Okay. So you worked with the head, the face, then the hand, and I think it was under the arm and the collarbone. So those were the main points. And it's called the Tapping Solution. And this Tapping Solution done repetitively can help you really release a lot of blocks. Nick, I want to tell you that I'm very thrilled that you came on this program. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All right. And again, he's offering a free ebook. So please log on to Tapping Solution. Try it and write to me or to Nick, Nick at the Tapping Solution, or Patricia at patriciaraskin.com, and let us know that it's working. Thanks again, Nick. Stay on the line. All right, folks, next up is Dr. Laura Bombeck, who is a chiropractor in Fall River, and we'll be waiting for her to call in. But stay tuned. There's plenty more right here on Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM and on the web at 630WPRO.com. We'll be right back.